The 200 miles of the Hudson River between Glens Falls and New York City constitute one of the nation's most contaminated hazardous waste sites. A major reason is that General Electric and other industrial polluters dump millions of pounds of PCBs and other toxins into the water for many years. It wasn't just the Hudson River. The same companies are responsible for polluting water around the world. The grassroots environmental activists who sounded the alarm continue their decades-long struggle to raise awareness and hold the polluters accountable. I'm Hudson Mohawk Magazine correspondent Steve Pierce, and I spoke to one of them.
My name is Timothy Gray. I'm the executive director of the Housatonic River Initiative. Well, we're a group that formed back around 1992 to try to make General Electric accountable for the pollution of the Housatonic River. And then as we started that movement to try to do that, we found ourselves up in the city of Pittsfield with finding out that General Electric had given away contaminated fill all over the place, and that our county was a true sort of like an ecological disaster thanks to General Electric.
The Housatonic River is located where?
It's located in western Massachusetts, kind of goes along the border between Albany and Massachusetts, goes down through Connecticut into Long Island Sound. And so likewise on the Hudson, where all the PCBs in the Hudson went down into Long Island Sound, all the PCBs in the Housatonic also go to Long Island Sound.
How did the issue come to light?
The issue came to light from many years of pushing the issue. I go back to 1976 when I took the first samples in the river on a college project, and we were told we didn't know what we were talking about, and our data was no good, and it ended up that our study was accurate. And then the way the EPA finally admitted that there were PCBs in the Housatonic is that they found them in the milk supply in Connecticut, in the stores, and they traced it back to a farm here in Berkshire County.
Why should people who live outside of the immediate area of the Housatonic River care about this?
Well, because this is a story where our community has gotten slammed and slammed and slammed for many years by General Electric. And we've been fighting all these different, you might say, spider legs of the story that go off in different directions. You know, again, we started to try to get our river cleaned up, but then we find out that there's contaminated homes all over the city of Pittsfield, and we expose that. We force them into testing, you know, close to 300 homes, and a large percentage of them had to be excavated and cleaned out. And we believe there's still a whole lot of homes up in the city of Pittsfield and that they need to be addressed. So this project has been going on for 25, 30 years now, and there still seems to be no end to it.
Is this a unique story for the area you're in, or does it happen other places?
Well, you know, we have been in contact with many PCB sites through the years. In fact, we held one of the first PCB conferences in the United States. And so we've been in contact with other communities that are like Pittsfield. But Pittsfield is definitely, you know, probably one of the worst in the nation as far as the types and the amount of PCB contamination that has been put into not only the river, but into the homes and all over Berkshire County, our dumps, everything.
Can you give us just a very quick snapshot of what PCBs are and how they ended up in the water?
Yeah, well, PCBs are called polychlorinated biphenyls. They're a chlorinated hydrocarbon chemical, which puts them in a class of chemicals that are known to be extremely dangerous, poisonous for us. And GE here on the Housatonic, along with the Hudson and other places that GE's been involved with, were plowing these things into the river for many years. And of course, they're very toxic. And, you know, we have years and years of reports about the Housatonic River, where the ecological health of the river is very compromised, and the human health along the river has been compromised, too. So this is a chemical that we need to take heed of. It's why they're cleaning up PCBs around the world, pretty much, because they are known to be one of the worst chemicals on the face of the earth.
You're listening to Tim Gray, executive director of the Housatonic River Initiative, on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I'm Steve Pierce.
We are making progress. You know, we forced them into cleaning up 2 miles of the river in Pittsfield again. You know, hundreds of homes we forced them into clean up. They had to clean up many businesses around Pittsfield. The trouble is we, you know, it's still kind of like the tip of the iceberg, what we believe is out there. We found a lot of stuff, but boy, GE was giving it all over the place. And we believe it's still throughout Berkshire County and actually even over towards your way in New York State. We know that PCBs from Pittsfield ended up in Nassau, New York, places over near Troy. And so their legacy continues on of dumping this chemical to unbelievable amounts. We were able to prove when we got started way back in 1992, the EPA and the DEP, Massachusetts DEP, were telling us that there was 46,000 pounds of PCBs in the river. And then we did interviews with high-level GE managers, and they came to us and said, you know, that 40,000, you know, figure that GE is using, it's more like 1.5 million pounds. And that's only what that we can account for from lossage from the plant on a daily basis. It didn't account any of the midnight dumping that was going on for years and years and years.
So presumably, if General Electric and others, I imagine, were dumping PCBs into the water, they must have thought that there was nothing harmful about it at the time. Is that right?
Well, that they like to say that as their PR move, but we have documents. I mean, one of the earliest documents is from 1936 from the Harvard School of Public Health. It was a published paper after they had a conference on, at the time they called them Halowax, which was PCBs back in 1936. And at this conference that they, again, they had a conference between, you know, the conference attendees and they basically had two General Electric vice presidents admitting that the people were getting sick in their plants. And this was 1936. So they knew way, way back when. And then there's memos throughout the year that not only GE knew, but Monsanto knew, the whole group of them knew that this stuff was bad and that it was going to be causing all sorts of lawsuits in the future.
It sounds like it's painstaking progress step by step. Where are you at now?
Well, where we're at now is that, see, back in 2016, we had a permit that was going to take it out into the desert, something like that. And people were sort of rallying around that permit. And then GE didn't like that permit because it was going to cost them a lot of money to take it out of town like they did on the Hudson River. And so they sued. And before we know it, our community is targeted for a dump. And, you know, this dump, the world-renowned geologist that's working for us says it's probably the textbook example of where you would never put a dump, yet the EPA, the DEP, and General Electric seem, you know, bent out of shape about making sure that we have this dump in our community. And we're not taking any of it here in the town of Lee, which is where they want to dump it. And we have risen up against it. Now, this dump was voted in by 5 people in Berkshire County. That's it, just 5 people. And then none of the towns got a vote on this dump. It was all hidden behind our backs. There was never a vote. It was the most undemocratic thing you've ever seen in your life.
So what are you going to do about it?
Well, we're doing a lot of things. We're in federal court on an appeal. Waiting to go against EPA and GE. In that thing, we have a local lawsuit going after our selectmen in our town who signed on to this agreement behind our backs and never told us. We also have a Board of Health initiative going on, trying to get the Board of Health to rule that this dump will be terrible for the health of the people in Lee. And then we're just doing what, you know, every other citizen in our position does, is fight for our town, our lives, and to try to stop as much of this PCB shenanigans that are going on as we can.
And what can people do to help out?
We have a GoFundMe page under the Housatonic River Initiative, and you can find us. Our website is clean, thehousatonic.com. And we have lots of writings and commentary that we've been putting on that for over 20 or 30 years to tell the whole story. Lots about it. So it's a good resource for people that want to learn a little bit more about it. But we're fighting for our lives.
That was Tim Gray, Executive Director of the Housatonic River Initiative. For the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, I'm Steve Pierce.